I told you Sean Stone would be here when we got back, and he is. He's here, and I'm really excited. He's really here. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He tells us what is happening on area stages and screens. He joins us each and every Thursday. And good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm feeling elevated. I'm in this great chair that's way up in the air.
We have these new chairs that are a little bit like barber chairs. And you go up, you go down, and the thing about them, there is a switch on them that'll help you go up and go down, which happens occasionally.
I'm sorry, you say barber chair, and I just think of the Barber of Seville.
The Barber of Seville, absolutely right, with the
the lever.
Now's the time for a nice close shave. Teach your whiskers to behave. Lots of lather, lots of soap. Please hold still. Don't be a dope. Now we're ready for the scraping. There's no ring. Anyway, I could go on.
It's poetry. Yes.
It really is poetry. Well, good morning, sir. How are you? What films have you seen that you would like to share with us?
I saw Dark Phoenix, which I believe will be the last in this particular long run of X-Men movies, because, you know, Disney is in the process of digesting 20th Century Fox, and everyone's contract is over. Spoiler alert, Jennifer Lawrence gets the Harrison Ford cashing in by cashing out award for this one. It's not horrible, but it's not very good because they've just been over this material so many times. I'm watching the movie and I'm like, didn't this thing that's happening with Sophie Turner happen with Famke Janssen like 15 years ago?
You know, I've heard that said by at least two people who have seen this movie that I've just they just felt that it was one friend of mine referred to it. It was, remember when there was the writer's strike and they would use the script for My Two Dads for the Golden Girls because they and it seemed similar to that.
Yeah. It was like something you'd seen before. It was like only this time, well, we can't make Fassbender's character the jerk. We'll make McAvoy's Professor X. He'll be the jerk this time. And it was like, you know, you tinker with it a little on the edges and you recast the parts and it was like, maybe it's time to move on.
Yeah, maybe we could get a new franchise.
Yeah.
Or maybe we don't even have to start a new franchise.
No,
we just
don't.
Get really good movies.
Wait, this has been sort of a 20-year run, and it was fine.
It seems like a good run.
All
right. So that is Dark Phoenix. Now we can talk about what's happening around town beginning tonight.
Yes, at Alive at 5. They called this one early. They consulted their meteorologists, and by yesterday they had called moving the Alive at 5 from that little amphitheater there by the river to the boat launch, which is underneath 787. So you got to go to the Corny Preserve boat launch to see rapper Travy McCoy and local artist Stellar Young, and that's in Albany today at 5 o'clock. And it's free. And you don't get wet. You know, you have to hear the cars, but you don't get wet.
It is tonight, Alive at 5, and it is Travis McCoy and Stellar Young. All right.
Heather Maloney is going to be at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night at the Steamer 10 Theater, the Pine Hills Film Series is presenting Show People, which is a delightful silent comedy about a sort of dim girl and her even dimmer father who go to Hollywood thinking that she's going to become a movie star. Somehow she does. It stars Marion Davies, but it's very funny. Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Mass. It's Peter and Jeremy. It's Peter Asher and Jeremy Clyde. That's Peter Asher of Peter and Gordon and Jeremy Clyde of Chad and Jeremy. So they're both going to have lots of great stories. And, of course, Peter Asher later became a producer. He produced a lot of great Linda Ronstadt albums in the 70s and then 10,000 Maniacs in the 80s. So he'll have lots of great stories. That's at the Iron Horse in Northampton Friday at 7. Saturday at 2 in the afternoon at Images Cinema in Williamstown, there's a film series being presented by the Clark Art Institute called Being in the Body. It's associated with their blockbuster Renoir exhibit that's going on now, and they're showing Being John Malkovich.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That's a fun movie.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, so that's at Images Saturday at 2. And then another movie, Saturday night at 7 at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which a fellow critic of mine sort of saw that movie as a litmus test. If you thought it had a happy ending, you were probably having a terrible romantic life.
That's a litmus test.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
All right.
And then Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at the Stanley Center for the Performing Arts in Utica, it's the Almond Betts Band with Jane Lee Hooker. And that these are the sons of Greg Almond and Dickie Betts from the Almond Brothers. So you know what you're getting.
You certainly do. And that's in Utica, Saturday night, 7:30.
Yes. And at the Egg in Albany, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, it's Red Molly, string trio. Free women, they sing, they do all sorts of wonderful Americana music, and Ellis Paul will be opening. Then we had the music we had coming in was Bombino. They're going to be at, it's an all-female world music group. They're going to be at Mass Mocha Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Depending on the weather, it's either going to be in Courtyard C or in the Hunter Center.
Right.
So you might know more as it gets closer to the date.
That's right. Check in on your local forecast.
And then Buica will be at SPAC at the Amphitheater Saratoga Springs Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. They got a bunch of new movies opening this week. Late Night with Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson, Mindy Kaling, yep.
That looks funny. Apparently it's packed with incident.
You get
your money's
great.
Worth.
Yeah.
Then you have The Dead Don't Die, which is Jim Jarmusch's zombie movie with Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Steve Buscemi. Steve Buscemi was on, I think it was Seth Meyers early in the week. They showed this great clip of him just standing on a porch yelling at his dog.
Is that from the film?
From
this
film.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It wasn't just him sitting
on
the
porch. Made a joke. He said, well, that's not actually from the film. That's just me at my upstate place. I wish you hadn't shown that.
Seemed like that could be the case. Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Then we have American Woman, which is a drama about a woman whose daughter disappears and is left with her child. And it stars Sienna Miller and Aaron Paul from
Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
Yep.
Then we have Men in Black International.
Oh, you and I have been wanting this for years.
Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson, Liam Neeson, and I think Emma Thompson's back in it.
All right.
And finally, Shaft, with Richard Roundtree's back and Samuel L. Jackson and the new guy. I can't think of his name.
Well, that should be that should be entertaining.
Yeah, it's supposed to be action comedy.
I'm all for that. A great list, a lot of cool things going on, and you can see the entire list by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Sean, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great week. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.